Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Hey, Susie, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Oh, you sound perky and ready to rock and roll.
I honestly, when they picked up, I went, oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
It's real now.
Careful what you wish for, right?
Exactly.
So what are you up to today?
Oh, I'm at work.
Oh, the enthusiasm. What do you do?
Yeah, public accounting. It's a medical accounting.
Oh, my God. Mm. Math. You do math all day.
All day long.
You better love it.
Yes, exactly. You either like it or you hate it.
Yeah, one or the other. So, have you been playing along with this game at home?
I have.
Work? Okay. And what's the most you've ever gotten when you play all by yourself?
You know, 5. I do get stumped. I just hope for a good letter.
Yeah, you know, it really is that perfect marriage between the good letter for the list of the 10 questions.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. So, let's see what Jeff's got. You know the rules.
Don't
repeat any answers. And if you need to pass, pass quickly. That is that boom, boom, boom.
All right. Opening
boom,
up the
shakalaka.
See what we have here.
You can do it. You can do it. Let's go, Susie.
It's a vowel.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Never mind, Susie.
No, I think.
Right. Have a good day at work.
No.
Enjoy those numbers.
That's.
Pass is going to be my new favorite word.
Listen, I think of all the vowels, this is the best vowel you could hope for. It's a good letter. It's E, the letter E.
E. Okay.
You can work with E.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to be able to get at least 5 with E, don't you think, Susie?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yep.
Now,
no pressure.
I set the clock to 30 seconds. I won't start it until Jen finishes asking the first question, so we can give you the full 30 seconds.
Crap on a stick. We're in trouble. All right.
All right.
With the letter E, name something you do when you're all alone.
Eat.
A book.
Pass.
Something hot.
Pass.
A pizza topping.
Eggplant.
An app.
Pass.
A farm animal.
Pass.
A band.
A band?
Yeah.
Eagles.
Something orange.
Pass.
Something sticky.
Pass.
A business.
The Elks Lodge.
A book.
Pass.
Oh, man.
Business, I thought of Epsom.
Oh, Epsom. That's a good one.
Farm animal, I thought of
eel.
An emu.
Oh. Emu is what I thought.
What about Eeyore?
It's an eel farm.
An eel farm.
An app, I thought of Evite.
That's what I thought of Eventbrite
too.
One of those, yeah.
Egg roll. Well, when you said something sticky, I was wondering if you would have accepted egg roll because that was the only thing I could think of.
When you put it in the sauce.
Anything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Susie, I thought eggplant was actually really good for pizza topping.
Totally.
It's a little unconventional, but, you know, good in a pinch.
That's right. Eagles for a band.
That
was great.
Good
a book.
Too. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. The Book of Exodus.
A really long
Exodus. That would have been awesome. I had, of course, thought of Eat, Pray, Love right after she said eat.
Yeah.
Would that have counted?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I think so.
That was hard.
That was hard, but you gave it a really great try.
I did. I'm happy I got to try it.
Yep, and you got to pass quickly, and that was smart. So please play again, and we'll work on getting you a better letter next time.
Thank you, guys.
All right. See ya. That's what we're doing with your E.
Yeah.
I do have a documentary suggestion for you guys. I started watching the Netflix documentary about David Foster, the music producer.
I put it in my queue. Is it good?
I'm halfway through, like right to the part where they started talking about what a crappy daddy, crappy father he had was in life. So I'm right at that point. It's about an hour and 45 minutes, but it's really interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, this guy, David Foster, if you don't know who he is, he's a like epic music producer from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Celine Dion, Barbara Streisand.
So a lot of bands, a lot of artists that you've been listening to your whole life, he's the guy that sort of helped create their sound.
Correct.
And he's 70-something, and he's married.
Married to Catherine McPhee, who is probably, what, 30?
27,
something like that.
Yeah,
but the interesting thing is that when he was 3 years old, he played the piano and he hit like a chord on the piano and his mother hit a chord on the piano and he was like, that's an E. At 3 years old,
really?
His father realized that he had perfect pitch.
Wow.
And could identify musical notes, which is, I mean, you want to talk about a talent.
Yeah.
Super interesting. So I'm about halfway through. Definitely recommend it.
Okay.
I love the music that he is part of. But when I watched him on Real Housewives a couple seasons ago, when he was married to that other lady that he's now divorced from.
Yeah, he's had five marriages, I think.
It was like, oh, he's kind of a D-bag.
Oh, he tells you, I am a D. He is like,
he admits
absolutely.
It. He knows he is.
Yeah. And Linda Thompson, who he also was married to, you know her.
She was a television producer, wasn't she, Linda Thompson?
Well, she was she dated Elvis. She's the Jenner parent, Brody, and
She's
married to... I don't know. What was his name? Bruce Jenner.
She was married to Bruce Jenner at the time.
She says he was the worst husband I ever had in my life.
And she says that with love.
She does. She talks about it.
Because they're friends now, right?
I think so. But I'm not to that part yet, Jeff. I don't know. But it's very interesting. If you're interested at all in the music business, totally check it out. David Foster. It's on Netflix.
Okay. Well, if you are interested in Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, have I got something for you? It is hard to imagine what Halloween is going to look like this year, and while there may not be trick-or-treating or lots of parties, at least you can still stay home and gorge yourself on candy like any other year. Our friends at Hershey's just revealed all the new candies they're going to roll out for Halloween this year, and the one standout is green Frankenstein Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh, isn't that kind of fun and different?
Yes. So the tops, Jen, the tops of the peanut butter cups will still be the standard brown chocolate you're used to seeing.
Okay.
However, the bottom half will be bright green.
Ooh. Oh, like neon. That's cool.
Yeah. They'll taste the same, but you'll have the bright green at the bottom. Hershey's is also going to sell Vampire Hershey's Kisses. Strawberry filling inside and green Witch's Brew Kit Kats that taste like marshmallow.
Mm. There's no chemical involvement there at all. Sure, it's healthy.
I'm sure they use real natural marshmallow.
Yeah, you know? And the green. And
right
the,
off the
green.
Marshmallow plant.
You know, well, they're probably taking some sort of vegetable to make it green.
Oh, yeah, spinach.
Yeah.
Spinach.
Yes.
Yeah.
These candies should all be available when stores put out their Halloween candy.
Have you guys been hitting any candy while you've been in quarantine? I know Jen's like been a chocolate chip cookie fan.
Well, I have a multitude of different avenues I've been traveling down in the sugar department. But yeah, there's this one particular milk chocolate candy bar that has toffee and almonds in it. And it's quite spectacular.
What's it called?
I could not tell you.
Toffee
I could show Faye? You a picture of it. But no, it's a higher quality bar. Like in the Kroger aisle, you know how they have the fancy chocolate bars?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one little area.
Like the
that's
one that
where
Jeff gets with
it.
Like the 80% chocolate or whatever.
It's just seriously good.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The 70 is my favorite.
70.
Because it's not too bitter.
Mm-hmm. Real cacao.
But it's got the, yeah, cacao. But it's got like enough of a bite. I like that bite because it stands up to things like bourbon and red wine. And
yeah.
I would say bourbon is probably the only sugar I'm intentionally putting into my body these days.
Yeah. Yeah. And beer for me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Somebody said, so, you know, what do you, I mean, basically, because they know I'm on Profile by Sanford. And I've talked about how much weight I've lost, but they're like, how are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And I said, well, I pretty much cut out sugar as I'm standing there with a bourbon in my hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Sugar's just got to go. It's so bad for us in so many days. It doesn't just, you know, put on the pounds. It does all kinds of other things to our systems. And
she says this as she's fanning mess. Herself. Can you hear the wind on the mic?
Because I'm just so freaking hot.
Jen worked out this morning with a shake weight, and she is
done. And I still haven't recovered.
She's still cooling off. She needs like one of those ponchos that they give the players when they just take a break on the field. You know, those
when they're cold, the
those
heated ones,
foil
now
ponchos.
I want the cold ones. Yeah.
The foil wrap.
Where do I get a cold pack?
Yeah.
Yeah. I walked in today. She's got that thing like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, the shake weight?
Yeah. Have you always had that?
Is
why?
That commercial? I don't know.
It was Natalie's.
No, it's not mine.
Oh,
no,
I thought you brought it in.
No. I just showed up and it was sitting here and I'm like, oh, these the shake weight commercials used to just crack me up because when the woman would hold the shake weight in the one position, it just looked like
Yep. Very erotic. You know,
it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, it came from us.
Well, and it was kind of like, did they not realize this when they were, you know?
Oh, they realized it.
Was this on purpose?
Shake your weight.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, it came from Natalie. So, you know, Natalie has been doing those Get Fit with Natalie videos each day around, 10:15, I think? Mm-hmm. And so one of them, she was talking about working out with a shake weight and just, I think, nonchalantly was like, how can I get one of those? And one of her friends mailed her one. And gotcha. So that's where I don't know why it's in here. I think she worked out yesterday with Megan Mitchell from Channel 5 and used it during that process. I think that's why it's in here.
Well, it's a wonderful tool.
So I saw Megan Mitchell in here yesterday, and I didn't know it was her until you just said it, because she had a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the new thing now with everyone wearing masks. I'm like interacting with people who I may know very well, but don't recognize them because, I don't know, maybe they're wearing a different outfit plus the mask. And
we're having to learn to smile with our eyes, I've noticed. Because I've made eye contact with people and I'm smiling at them and I could tell that they can't tell that I'm smiling.
Right.
So it's like I try to infuse some warmth into my eyes.
So we took a bunch of pictures with the family with our masks on, and I compared the ones with us, me specifically, smiling and not smiling. And the ones with me not smiling actually look better, because when I smile, my eyes get all squinty.
Yeah.
So you can't tell if it's a smile or if you're given a creepy
yes. look. That's exactly right.
You do not need any more help in that department.
No.
But I also think that, you know, like, that's why none of the celebrities or anybody smile in their photos, because it creates those like crow's feet wrinkles and the wrinkles like above your eyebrow areas.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of people have been getting injections since wearing masks, because it's really making their wrinkles stand out in pictures, because the only thing you're seeing is like the eye level.
I'm just going to start pouting in all my photos from now on. Pouting or doing the duck face.
You're not supposed to do anything. You know, you're supposed to exhale like,
oh,
and have that be your natural look.
I think
are they making any of these yet with the plastic that look like welder's masks? Are they making any of those, say, like dark sunglasses, so your entire face is covered?
Oh, so they're like tinted, shaded? You mean?
Are they making any of those? Because I think that they should.
It's a market for it.
Wouldn't that be something? I mean, if you're outside, yes,
transitions.
So
great idea, Tim.
But if you really don't want anybody to see you or know who you are, that would be the way to go.
Hmm. I think if you don't want anyone to know, you put a hat on and a mask. And maybe glasses. And then you are totally incognito.
Yeah, like, you remember, you know, during the Cold War, like in the 1950s, when families had fallout shelters. You know, you've seen like the old movies in school where
life was like for our country. Remember that scene in Greece?
Yeah, and we were worried about nuclear war. And, you know, there were pictures of like families, you know, parents like putting gas masks on their kids. This is what I see is like pictures of our generation hanging out on the beach with those hoods, you know, with those hood masks, those plastic shields on. Yeah, the new look for our generation.
It's crazy.
Speaking of the beach, the newest product that's sold out everywhere is beach chairs. People are buying them for socially distanced outside activities.
Yeah.
Like Emma and Fetty and all their friends, they live in D.C. They went down to North Carolina over the weekend, and they were all doing the social distancing thing, and there are photos of them all on beach, you know, in fairness, they are actually at the beach, but they got the chairs, and that's what they're all doing. They do it in the park. They do it in the dog park.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all socially distanced and beach chairs. Can't find them anywhere. Nice. Disney World in Orlando, I guess, is still planning to reopen on Saturday, even as coronavirus cases skyrocket in Florida. And isn't Disneyland still closed? That's the one that they
California pushed
back.
I wonder how many people they're limiting the crowds to. You guys know anybody that's been to Kings Island?
Uncle Joe went for there was like a charity thing. Like you could pay money to the charity to ride Orion first.
Okay. Yeah.
So he was there for that special event, which wasn't like the first day, it was the day before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the parking lot has not been
But he said, you know, everyone was spaced out.
Cool. But I think they're only allowing like 10,000 people per day at Kings Island, which I'm not even sure. Is there even a sellout? Is it, you know, what is the capacity? I guess is my question.
I don't know.
You know, is it 50,000 or? Because that doesn't seem like very many people in such a huge area, does it? 10,000 in that massive park?
Well, you know, we have a limit to how many people can hang out in the grocery store, but they never reach it. To my knowledge, I've never seen it. I know that smaller stores
I've been
may
in line
have
for
a line.
A couple of places.
Are they smaller?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, I go to the Oakley Kroger, so that's gigantic.
There's room for some folks in there.
Yeah.
Same. I go to the Coleraine Kroger Marketplace, and it's the exact same thing. Like, there's constantly people, like, in and out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we did the 1K letter of the day and we had Susie come on, I said, "Hey, Susie, how you doing?" And it woke up the Siri on my phone. Of course, didn't do it that time. But you'd be surprised how often your virtual assistant thinks you're talking to it or asking it a question.
Especially if you have an Apple Watch, because if you hold in the little lever...
Uh-huh.
Like just say you go to give someone a high five and you pull back and then move forward, it'll go like, "Hello, what can I help you with?"
Right. So a new study in Germany found a ton of words that can accidentally trigger Alexa, Siri, and Google Assistant.
Oh, let's hear them.
They set up devices next to TVs and played hundreds of hours of TV shows. You know, everything from Game of Thrones to Modern Family to House of Cards, and they even played news broadcasts. And they found there's like 1,000 words or phrases that can trigger them.
Wow, that's a lot.
They haven't released the full list yet, but I'll give you some examples that stood out. Like Alexa can be triggered by the words unacceptable. Or,
really?
Yeah. Or how about this? Election can trigger Alexa. Election, they sound kind of similar.
Like it, yeah.
It's also a very, very timely word. We're going to be using that word a lot. And a letter, like we do on 1K letter of the day. Maybe that's what triggered Siri. Mm. It wasn't that I said, "Hey, Susie." Because I said, "Hey, Susie, welcome to the 1K letter of the day." I don't know. Wow. Google Home can be triggered by, "Okay, cool."
Oh, because it sounds like Google?
Okay, yep. Google, yeah.
Because you say, "Okay, Google."
Yeah. Siri can be triggered by the word "a city" or "Hey, Jerry." Ah, that just did it.
It just did it
on my phone.
"Hey, Jerry."
But it said, "Hey, Siri." She heard it as "Hey, Siri."
I just don't engage with these at all. Siri or Google.
I've turned them all off.
I will tell you why. Because you get me into one of those voice activated phone systems, like if I'm calling to pay a bill or I need to call customer service. I cannot tell you how many times I have been holding my phone and I have been screaming in it because I've already said it 3 times and you didn't understand
operator.
What I was saying.
Tell
and
us
I'm
what you're
like,
calling about.
Pay my bill!
I'm like, you can say, pay my bill.
That's right.
Pay my bill.
I'm sorry.
Transferring you to customer service.
That's not what I said. I lose it. So I know better than to engage because I'll have that same kind of interaction with Siri. And
there's a trick to that.
My rage.
There's a trick to that.
You have to talk like a
You
robot.
Have to talk like them. Yes.
Correct.
No, I kid
like
you not.
It
works.
Same. I totally get it, Jeff. And I will tell you what. So at our house, we use the OK Google for almost everything because we're constantly setting timers playing Q102. Like you can say, "OK Google, play Q102 and it will come on. Like we use it all the time. And I will tell you, I get annoyed with Scott so much because he doesn't do it correctly. And then he gets upset that it's not listening to what it's telling him to do.
Right.
Like, he'll be like, "Okay, Google, set me up with a timer for 5 minutes. I'm like, "You can't talk to it like that. You got to talk to it like a robot.
You got to speak
be like,
in the language
"Okay,
she understands.
Google, timer for 5 minutes. They get it.
Yeah. Right. You realize what's happening is, okay, Google and Siri are training you. They're indoctrinating you into living the robots.
It's all about control, man. Yeah, try to control us.
Right. So when we have robots that are taking all of our jobs, we already know how to talk to them.
Yeah. So if I'm on one of those like automatic voice prompts thing and it says, you know, please say or enter your account number. Instead of saying 101.9 blah blah blah, I'll say 101.96.49.
Yes,
and it never fails. But if I go, you know, 102.3.4.5.6, if you slur it together, they can't.
Yes,
they're not perfected yet.
And it's the same thing when you do like voice to text with Siri, because
I don't do that either.
So yesterday I was texting Jen, I was driving, and so I didn't want a text while driving. So I just said like, hey, Siri, send a text message to Jen Jordan. And I said something about Jacob, and I saw that it wrote Jake up. Right. And it's because I articulated it like a robot. She wrote the word Jake and then up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's helpful if you're driving.
I've dropped my phone so many times that function doesn't, I think it thinks I'm speaking a different language.
Yeah, and people are probably going nuts right now listening to the radio, like, stop saying, hey, Siri, and okay, Google. My electronics are going nuts.
Yeah.
I'm running a bit behind, period. Be there soon, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Oh,
exclamation point.
Yeah.
Nope.
844. We are Jeff and Jen on Cincinnati's Q102.
Don't be jealous when Jeff and I know how to talk to the robots and you don't.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.